I remember very clearly because there was a big rally of Methodists. So we were on the way to the rally and we heard it over the radio. Police from Selma beat the marchers at the bridge, Edmund Pettus Bridge, that led outside of Selma. And I thought, we're going to a rally of Methodists and something is going to be said about this terrible thing that has happened on Edmund Pettus Bridge. And nothing was said. And I was so disappointed and really angry.
And then there was a gathering in Washington Cathedral to gather support for the Selma March and for the ministers to begin to talk about it. And Daddy spoke at that gathering.
Right, right. And I just happened to be watching the news, and the last thing on Dave Brinkley's report was Daddy's speech. And Daddy said, I want to say that there is injustice here in Alabama, and we're doing what we can.
We do not promise you that justice is going to roll down like waters in Alabama.
But I want you to know,
9 years ago, there wasn't a drop, and today there's a small stream.
And as soon as that newscast ended, we started getting phone calls, ugly phone calls, cursing about what your dad had said on the TV, you know, harassment. How did you feel, though? Were you aware that all of these things were going on when they happened?
Well,
were you
after
afraid?
Daddy was on TV, of course, no one would ride with us to school anymore, or we weren't allowed to go over to anybody's house to play. So we lost most of our friends at that time, and that was hard. But even as a child, I think I was in second grade, I knew that what you and Daddy were doing was the right thing. And it felt like something rich and holy. And so even though it was really painful to be alone like that as a child, I have no regrets.
That period of time, even though it was scary, it was also a time I looked at, when you felt like you were challenged and you were able to meet the challenge.
And I'm proud of you.